Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 81.
And we are live with a cat.
Yes. So if you hear any strange noises, it's because our cat has decided to join us for this podcast. And she is letting Wayne know that she feels that he should be paying attention to her and not to what we're doing.
Yes, she is. My arm is being headbutted as we speak.
So we are doing the second installment. Last week when we were away on our trip celebrating our anniversary, we talked about how we are alike as a couple. And we decided to do 20 ways we're alike and 20 ways that we're opposite to celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary. So this week we're going to talk about how we are different or opposite. And we have a scripture that will make more sense when you look at the article that I'm going to load in the description of this podcast. We have a great article for you to check out. If you are thinking that your differences or things that are opposite in you is causing a rift in your marriage, or you're considering maybe ending your marriage because of this, we'd like you to check out this article called Opposites Attract: God Draws Us in Marital Differences, and it's by Leslie Schmucker, and I'll post the link to that. It's in a website called Desiring God and has some great points in about how we can overcome our differences in marriage to make our marriage stronger.
Yep. And that scripture is, this is out of the NIV, it says, "Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate."
Mm-hmm. And that's Mark 10. Verse 9.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I know what we've seen in our marriage too, because there are many ways we're opposites. This is just a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've noticed is where I'm weak in one spot, you're strong in the opposite.
Yes, we balance each other out.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we've seen that in other couples as well, not just us.
Right. Yep. Yeah, in lots of ways. So what's number one on our list of opposites?
Well, I'm going to try to do my best to read your writing. And I believe this one is laid back or not.
No, but that's one of them.
Oh, what is that?
Lake or beach.
Oh, sure it is. Okay.
Neat
handwriting and not.
If you remember from last week, I said that I was writing these in a moving car. I was not driving. Wayne was driving. But I was writing them on a piece of paper in a car that was going over a stretch of bumpy road. So
I think this looks neater than the other stuff. So I might have been stopped when you wrote some of this.
Maybe. But anyway, lake or beach?
Oh, for me, it would be a lake.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about the lake?
Usually I can fish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Usually there's a cabin and woods and it's more isolated and there's fewer people.
And take me to the beach. I want my toes in the sand, I want my umbrella, and I want a book in my hand. And, oh, sorry, the cat just decided to scratch herself, if you're wondering what that is. Yes, I want to be in the beach, which we did kind of a compromise last week when we were away. Mm-hmm. We were on a bay, so it was sort of the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fish, and I got the beachy
yep.
type of experience. We even actually went to the beach side of Cape May for the Atlantic Ocean,
right.
So I got to spend some beach time.
Got some beach time, yep.
Yeah. So what's number two?
Up early or sleep late? Well, I can tell you I'm the up early part of this mm-hmm. equation.
Well, do you think that you were trained that way from being on the farm?
Probably.
Didn't you tell me you were up at 4 milking cows or something like
four
that?
4 or 5, whatever. It was early.
Yeah, because you got up and milked cows, and then you had breakfast, and then you did more chores,
yeah,
right?
Or went to school. And then went to school. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So up pretty early. And then a lot of my working life, a lot of the places I go to work, they open or start work. Either they work 24/7, and the shift I would work on would be at 7 or earlier, mm-hmm. is pretty typical. And that's usually I would be, you know, half hour, hour, hour and a half away. So,
yes. And I like to sleep late, and I do have a reason for that. My mother trained me that way. Mm-hmm. Apparently, according to her story, if I remember correctly, when I was an infant, my father was working second shift. Mm-hmm. So she would keep me awake so that when he got home at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, he could spend some time with me before he went to bed. So my biological clock got trained to be a night owl. So I'm one of those people, I like to clean the house at 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, don't schedule an a.m. meeting for me. My staff at my job knows not to schedule early morning meetings. I'm always like, if you want me at my best, it's got to be after 12. So
p.m.
12 p.m. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
So sweet potatoes or not. I mean, I personally don't know why anybody would eat sweet potatoes, but regular potatoes, yes. Sweet potatoes for me, no.
Wayne has this thing. I mean, he doesn't want the potatoes to even touch in the bowl they sit in on the table in the kitchen before they're cooked. It creates for a lot of humorous dialogue when we're cooking.
Yep.
I love sweet potatoes. Mm,
I've thrown more pans away from this.
Or threatened to.
Threatened to.
I never let you throw the pan away. Mm-hmm. Number 4, fried chicken or not.
Where do you stand on this?
I can take it or leave it.
Ooh, I can't. I love fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Lots of fried chicken.
That's your favorite.
That's
your cheat food. We both
that
live gluten-free
food, yes.
Because I have a wheat allergy. And if he's going to cheat, he cheats on fried chicken. If I'm going to cheat and risk getting sick, it's not going to be for fried chicken. It's going to be for pie or cake or something. Mm-hmm. Something yummy, ooey, gooey. A cinnamon roll. I would go for a good old-fashioned Pennsylvania sticky bun. But yeah, not fried chicken.
Fried chicken. That's mm-hmm. the way to go. Plus, I had an idea here a while ago, which I took each one of our grandsons separately on a fried chicken adventure.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we went to, I called it the fried chicken science experiment. So we went to 4 or 5 different fried chicken places and got a couple chicken thighs each place and found a quiet spot and ate them and figured out which ones they like better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway.
Right, right. So number 5 is peanut butter and jelly sandwich or not.
Mm-hmm.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I think they're disgusting.
I keep telling him that's un-American not to like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No. I really think that, and even the sweet potato, I think is maybe a textural issue, but I'm not sure. I just think they're, I don't know. I have pretty normal eating habits, I think, but
No, you don't have. Anybody who will mix vanilla pudding and guacamole together does not have normal eating habits.
But it's good.
Yeah, well. Number 6.
Anyway.
Is, do you like to talk or not?
I don't really like to talk.
Which
How about
is,
you?
Which is amazing. You do so well on this podcast, and I could talk to you all day about mm-hmm. probably nothing. I could come up with lots of things to talk about. We have friends. Oh, my gosh. If our friends, Larry and Aaron, are listening, it is hysterical when we go out to do something together, the four of us. Because Larry and I are so much alike, and Wayne and Aaron are alike, and neither one of them likes to talk. And Larry and I could talk about a ridiculous amount of subjects for hours and hours and hours and hours, and we just entertain Wayne and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
So
we just sit there and nod.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, number 7.
Farm or town? Well, I'm definitely a farm boy.
And I'm a townie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we had totally different upbringings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And cold or hot? Now, are we talking about temperature or food or liquid or drinks or any of the above?
Any of the above. I guess it could be different depending on the thing. I was thinking, I think when we wrote that, we were talking about how we like the temperature of our living space.
Ah.
Which I'm always freezing, so I want it to be warmer.
And I'm always hot, even when it's cold.
Yes, so.
Yep.
Yes, when our daughter was little, she and Wayne would be sitting in the winter with shorts and a t-shirt and bare feet, and I'd have on.
How many layers?
Thermal underwear, sweatshirt, sweatpants, another sweater, a hoodie, and be wrapped in a blanket and have 2 pairs of socks on, so.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully be warm.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Number 10, laid back or not?
Well, you don't seem to be real laid back.
I'm not.
I, on the other hand, am.
You are very laid back.
Yep.
I can be very excitable.
Yes, you can. The cat's even shaking her head. Okay, I'm helping her, but...
Yeah, I see you're helping her, but... Okay, number 11. This is the one that you couldn't read what I said, what I wrote. It's stuff your feelings or let them out. Which camp are you in?
Oh, I'm a stuffer.
I'm a let it all out.
Let it all out.
People always know where I stand on something.
Although I'm better than I used to be.
You are. And I mean, and we've learned techniques over the years to be able to have discussions about issues so that we can talk things out. And it's greatly improved our marriage.
I'm assuming this is not great feta.
No, it's not great feta. Great teeth.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. I see it now. Okay. Now, don't you see the feta, though?
I see it. I tell you.
I've never had bad feta, so I don't know.
I was writing on a bumpy road. That's all I can say. I guess I should have rewritten this before we tried to do the podcast.
So anyway.
Oh my gosh.
So I have not great teeth.
And I have wonderful teeth.
Yes.
In fact, I never had any cavities until I was like in my 30s. And then all of a sudden I had four. And the dentist said that's just something that happens sometimes when you turn 30. Mm. And I haven't had any since.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a mouthful of...
I've got a mouthful. I'm missing a couple teeth here and there.
You got some new implants.
Got an implant.
Got some hardware.
Oh, yeah. I'm loaded, baby.
And all kinds of things.
Mm.
Let's see. Number 13.
That I can read.
Can you read that one?
Yep. Coffee black or with cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I drink mine black. I would consider myself a real coffee drinker. I don't put anything in it.
And I like mine with something to lighten it up a little bit. And it's really funny because when we got together and got married, Wayne didn't drink coffee. I was the coffee drinker. And then he picked up drinking coffee and he'll say he's a true coffee drinker because he drinks it black.
Yeah. Although I do, and this is one of those weird things about not liking it hot, because I don't like it real super hot. So I will actually put a couple ice cubes in my coffee, in my black coffee, not to weaken it, but just to make it colder.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was funny because we were in a small group or something one time and everybody was having coffee and Wayne asked whoever the hostess was for ice cubes, and everybody just looked at him, and then all of a sudden, all the other guys were like, can we have ice cubes for our coffee,
too? Oh, I remember that, yeah.
It was really funny. Like, all of a sudden, they all wanted ice cubes. I guess nobody ever thought about it before. Let's see. Number 14.
Ah.
Ooh, spender or not?
Where are you on that one? Well, I know where I am. I'm the not.
You're the not. You don't like to spend money. You try not to spend money, and in fact, I used to have a real problem with spending money because I did what I called retail therapy. So when I would be upset about something, a way for me to deal with my emotions or whatever the situation was to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not good for us and not good for our money situation. So fortunately, the Lord has really worked on me with that and I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's not good. So let's see. Number 15, hunter or not?
No, I grew up on a farm and we hunted all the time. So I'm a hunter.
Yes, and I grew up with a mother who didn't want anybody to hurt Bambi.
Or plants,
yes. It's a whole other story.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we got married and I got used to eating venison and I really liked it. And then my mother would always be like, when she'd come over for dinner, she and my dad would come over for dinner. She's like, you're not feeding me venison, are you? So, but I took hunter safety in high school. Does that count?
Well, I think you had to, didn't you?
Oh, you know what? I guess we did.
We
live in Pennsylvania. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. When we were kids, we did have to take hunter safety. It wasn't a choice.
Well, we lived 3 or 4 hours away from each other, but when we were in school, it was mandatory. I mean, it was mandatory.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
it was.
I think now it's probably not mandatory.
I don't even know if they even have it anymore.
They do, because you still need, I believe you still need to go through it to get a hunting license.
Oh.
But I would bet it's not mandatory anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, number 16. I will interpret this one for you. So
you don't want me to try that one?
One of us is neat, likes things to be neat, and one of us doesn't care what the living space looks like.
Hmm. Boy, where am I in that one? I'm the neat one, aren't I? Maybe not?
We used to have a very small house. And there would just be... life was busy and stuff would get away from me. Housekeeping is not my gift. And there'd be like piles of books. There'd be piles of stuff on the floor. You'd have to walk around the piles. You'd have to move the piles. And it would get so bad. And then I would go in a cleaning frenzy because I couldn't stand it anymore and then clean it up. And then Wayne would be like, it doesn't look that bad. I don't understand why you're so upset. I think I could have just piled him in sitting on the couch and he would have never known the difference.
Well, in my defense, I'm a guy.
This is true.
And I did live on my own for a while, off and on over the years. So
this is true.
If I could walk through it, I was okay.
You were okay.
Gardening.
Yeah, number 17, gardening.
Or work.
Well, that why I put gardening slash work is so gardening is my favorite hobby. I love to garden. I love to see the results of it, the flowers. That's what I'm getting really sad now because with the colder weather, the flowers are starting to get not so good looking, and I know we're going to have to, you know, get rid of things here pretty soon. I actually pulled out one flower bed this week because it was just so ratty looking. But when you think of gardening, what do you think of?
I think of work, and that's because of my upbringing, because we lived on a farm. We raised pretty much everything we ate. So where I lived, we had a really big farm. Well, actually, we had two really big gardens. Where my grandparents lived, they had a really big garden. So we would pick rocks and pull weeds and do... I mean, obviously, I ate what came out of the garden, but it reminds me of work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but he helps me. He's a great, great husband. So number 18.
Chocolate or vanilla? Well, I'm definitely not a chocolate person.
You're the vanilla guy.
I'm the vanilla guy.
And I'm the chocolate gal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll eat it if I have to, but...
Yep.
I mean, especially if it's ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, 19.
Read or not read? Well, I'm definitely not a reader.
And I love to read. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I will stay... If I'm in a book that really has my attention, sometimes I will stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning to finish the book.
Yep.
And number 20, cartoons.
Cartoons or not. And well, I can't personally, I can't see why anybody wouldn't want to watch cartoons, but that's just my opinion, especially the classics from the 50s, 60s.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, they started getting a little odd. But,
Looney Tunes.
Oh, Looney Tunes are the best.
Tom and Jerry. Mm-hmm.
Hanna-Barbera stuff, all the good stuff. Anyway,
yeah. But I enjoyed it as a child, but not so much as an adult, mm-hmm. but I indulged my husband. In...
Oh, I could watch them all the time.
Yep.
I learned a lot from them.
Yeah. Like, not to walk under a coyote with an anvil.
That's right. Or a refrigerator.
This is true. Mm-hmm. So... Well, that concludes our list of 20 ways we are opposite. So now you've heard 20 ways that we're alike, 20 ways that we're opposite. And as I shared at the beginning of the podcast, in the description, there will be a link to an article called Opposites Attract that can help you if your opposites are causing some real mm-hmm. issues in your marital relationship. We hope you found this to be helpful and amusing, if nothing else, when we were cracking ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk to you next time. So until next week, we pray that your marriages and relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.